You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's the Week 3 Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thank you, as always, for joining me right here on DenverBroncos.com. And let's get started with the first question from at Jamie and Connie via Twitter, asking, do you expect Kubiak to open up the playbook and start to stretch the field more as Simeon gains more experience? I expect that, and it's going to be out of necessity. It's, you know, what you've seen so far, Trevor Siemian is adding a little more to his repertoire with each week. But at some point, you're going to have to go deep, and you're going to have to stretch the field. What's going to happen if it's just the intermediate and short passing game? You're going to see cornerbacks squat on routes a little bit more. They're not going to play the deep ball. The safeties are going to come up, and that's going to create more traffic for those 10 to 15-yard passes that allow an offense to consistently move the ball down the field. Now, the Broncos have taken a couple of deep shots so far. You know, they've managed to draw a penalty on one of them, so that's really as good as a completion. But at some point, the Broncos are going to have the threat of going deep, even if it's not something they do very often. If they have that, that forces the defense to play back. You're going to have more openings underneath, and Simeon's growth can continue. But that's something to watch in the next few weeks, especially against Cincinnati, which is doing very well at preventing opposing wide receivers from making plays downfield. Their cornerbacks are a great complement to their front four. So I think this week is going to represent a very big test in Simeon's development. Second question is about the helmets. I've talked about it before, and I'm going to talk about them one more time. From Dakota Valerio, with a D on the helmet for the Color Rush game, wouldn't that be in violation of the two-helmet rule, or would we place those on our Navy helmet? Well, I've explained this a lot on Twitter. I've even explained this in the written mailbag, so I'm going to do it here. This is the helmet, okay? The helmet, you have to have be the same the entire season. The NFL passed a rule that forbid teams from using two different helmets over the course of a season, and that's why you don't see the Patriots doing a cool throwback game, the Buccaneers, etc., because white helmets for them is what they used in the past. Now they have different colors, so they can't do it. That's also why you can't see a true Broncos throwback, because back in the day, it was a lighter blue. Now, here's the thing. This is not the helmet. This is the decal that goes on the helmet. That's all that's changing for Color Rush. So instead of this logo, you're going to have the D. Instead of this stripe back here, you're going to have more traditional stripes, orange, white, orange. So that's what's changing. The helmet, it's not going to change at all. It's going to be the same helmets. The equipment staff's going to have a lot of work to do that week. It's a Color Rush game. It's a Thursday night game. It's a short week, and they're going to have to get all the helmets ready. But I think the result is going to be a very sharp uniform. I would even say that that helmet and the jersey might be my favorites in the Broncos repertoire. Thanks for the questions. And if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.